All right, I want to talk about Billie Eilish, The World's a Little Blurry, the documentary starring the pop star Billie Eilish when she was 17 years old. The release date on it is 2021. I had this in my list of documentaries to watch for quite a while now. I've really been putting it off because it's 2 hours and 20 minutes, and I didn't know if I could stand it, but after completing watching it, it was just so darn well put together. Now, I would preface that with saying, if you're not a fan of Billie Eilish, that's a long time, so you probably wouldn't even want to watch this, but from the standpoint of seeing a pop star or a musician from the other side of the camera, in a way of speaking, seeing what the trials and tribulations that they go through are, is very interesting no matter who the star is. This film offers that insight into Billie Eilish, her mom, her dad, her wonderful family, her brother Phineas, how they produce some of their songs, including the Grammy Award-winning song Bad Guy, and the little part where they were just joking around, and she added that on the first track about her Invisalign, and that, so they showed how that kind of came about on this. It was just a really neat little film, and one of the emotional parts of the film that I thought was neat was when she got to meet Justin Bieber, and she was just so shocked. As a girl growing up, I think she idolized him, and she had always been following him, and so to actually get to meet him, and she was just sobbing on him. It was cute. And as the film went on, it basically concludes with her winning for Best Album, Grammy after Grammy, her and Phineas. And then it shows Justin Bieber calling her again, or calling her and congratulating her. And that was really nice. It was really interesting. You got to see from the other side what things that she goes through, including some of her emotions and, I don't want to say mental illness, but depression and all, just the range of emotions that she has going, that she, in just every day. And that was the things that she was writing about on her songs. And she has such delicate and beautiful voice. It really shines through. Of course, I'm a big Billie Eilish fan. They also showed a little bit of scenes for when she was producing the James Bond No Time to Die song, which was amazing as well. So I do highly recommend this if you're a fan of Billie Eilish. I couldn't see myself watching this again. I would listen to her tracks or her CDs over and over, but I wouldn't probably not watch this one again. Anyway, I would give it 4 stars, and I really enjoyed it.